League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Strange things have been happening in the I-League over the past 1 week. A side being relegated last season, topping the table. A champion side struggling in mid-table. And a midfielder who is reluctant to come off the bench. Well, all this and more on this episode of Injury Time. Hello guys, this is your host Naveen. And joining us today is Sudarshan.
Hello.
Arvind is here.
Hey.
And so is Sandeep.
Hello.
And joining us all the way from Chennai is Vishnu. Hello Vishnu.
Hey.
Hey Vishnu, how's it been in Chennai?
It's getting hotter.
Yeah, and so are things with Chennai City FC, isn't it?
They haven't been having a good couple of weeks off the field. Their results have been pretty okay on the field. I mean, holding Bengaluru FC, that's not bad. But yeah, then controversy has been, they have been mired in controversy all season, and it does not look like it will end anytime soon.
Right, what is the latest on Amiri you can give us? We hear that he's been moved out of the team.
Amiri is no longer with the club. So, as you know, we were here in Chennai for the game against Bengaluru. That night, the coach came and told everyone that he had refused to play because he did not want to come off the bench. Just a few minutes later, Amiri called everyone up and denied that strenuously, said that he knew no such thing. There was apparently an argument in the team bus between the coach and Amiri. And the next day, Amiri sent out a press release. And you should note here that this is Amiri who sent it out, not the club.
Okay.
Saying that Amiri has quit the club by mutual consent. And
sending out a release.
Yeah, the player sent out a release, and it had some choice words for Saunders, saying the release basically said he had never worked under a more unprofessional and useless coach. I'm quoting him.
Useless.
He actually said useless.
Vishnu, this is Sandeep here. Is there any concrete reason?
I think he fell out with Saunders right from day one because. Saunders is not a very experienced coach. His methods can come off as primitive to some people, and he's not a very good communicator. I mean, he struggles with English and all that. So I think Amiri fell out with him on day one, and he was never a popular figure in the dressing room either. So I guess that it's been going on for a month. I think the first reports of him not being happy with the coach came, I guess, on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
Okay. Yeah. When he was left out for a game, and he stood outside the dressing room refusing to enter while the entire team celebrated a win. So, yeah.
Okay.
He said that he was no longer going to play for the club. His agent coaxed him back, but it happened again, and now he's out.
Okay.
The club have confirmed it, by the way.
This is the second issue with Chennai City FC that's happening. Earlier, there was a thing with players not getting paid. So.
There was a delay in the players getting paid, and it was actually not as serious as it was made out to be. In the sense, what happened was some players got paid and others didn't. So, according to the club officials, it was more of a bank thing. But I don't know how much of that is true.
And,
that is an issue that appears to have been sorted out since.
Okay. And what about the things with the pitch? I heard there was a lot of dog shit.
The Bengaluru FC team came on for practice the day before the match. And they didn't want to go on the pitch because there was apparently dog shit on the pitch. And they had to wait around on the side till when somebody came and cleaned that up.
Not a warm welcome.
A lot of dogs go around when we used to
remember
sit and watch CFA.
Yeah, the ISL match. There was a famous.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so the other
some of the I-League matches are actually more dogs than people.
Okay, so the other big news coming from Chennai is that Marco Materazzi has quit the club, quit the Chennai FC. So can you share some light?
Mutual consent, if you believe Chennai FC.
Yeah. Mutual consent. Of course, even Amiri is mutual consent, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, because I found something very hilarious in the press release where Materazzi said, it has been a great adventure in football as well as in my life. So, I don't know what he meant by adventure in life in Chennai. So, can you elaborate on what exactly
traffic
and
stuff
some problems with...
I don't know. I mean, with regards to traffic, I don't know. But he's picked up plenty of fights with plenty of people while he was in Chennai. So,
okay.
I guess that's what he is referring to.
Including you.
Yeah.
You had a pretty good time along with Materazzi, isn't it?
Can you share that incident with us again?
I don't think there's one Chennai journalist who can claim to have had a good time with Materazzi, considering, and Aravind knows this, his press conferences were, I think, 2 words per question, was that it, or was that more?
Yeah, the questions were longer than his replies, and...
Exactly, we would waste our breath for 5 minutes asking questions, and he would say yes, that would be his answer.
Yeah, I remember in the first season he came and he said he was like Cinderella. No water to bath, no water to whatever he was saying, so...
Or maybe do you think that he just got
Cinderella
saturated, there was nothing more for him to achieve in India, considering Chennai and FC won the title in the second season?
Yeah, well, that is one thing, and I'm pretty sure his last season, his third season, half the time he was talking about, you know, going, as in when the results were going bad. And that was like a marked departure from his second season when the results were bad and he was talking about coming back. And then the third season results were similarly bad and he was saying if things go like this, I won't be here the next year, stuff like that he was saying. And you could tell that, you kind of got that feeling that, okay, maybe this was it, maybe he's not coming back. But then with someone like Materazzi, I'm surprised, you know, he's stayed down in India for 3 years. I'm surprised he didn't have anything better to do.
But would you say his decision was maybe sped up due to the, like, you know, ISL, I-League, all this confusion and stuff?
Actually, it is. Club sources have said that that played a part, that this confusion about the length of the calendar next year. They were stressing that that was not the only thing. Both the club and Materazzi wanted a fresh challenge, but this also played a part. So, yeah, this confusion, if... maybe there was some clarity, who knows,
Materazzi
might have stayed.
Yeah.
Well, that's more about Chennai and FC, but looking more at Chennai City, 6 more games to go this season, where do you see Chennai City end up when the I-League comes to closure later this year?
Yeah, well, it's a question that I will ask, it's a question that I'm sure half the Chennai squad are asking. But does it really matter where they end up, considering they are not going to get relegated,
exactly.
They are not going to win the title, they are not going to qualify for Europe. Asia.
I'm sure you meant Asia.
Yeah, Asia. Yes.
Was it your brain fed?
Oh, Steve Smith reference.
Okay.
I tell you, it's getting hot here.
I just had one question for Vishnu. Like, I mean, considering all the problems that Chennai City has been going through, how are those senior I-League players whom they signed, like Ravanan and the people who have been in other clubs, reacting to all this? Because they were supposed to be the leaders who would actually help getting a grip on the proceedings there.
There are people who are perfectly fine, like Ravanan, Dhanpal, even Karanjit for that matter. They have no complaints, they're just here to play, and Ravanan and Dhanpal actually like being at home. Then there are others who are not happy with what Saunders is doing. There's been instances where he's come out and claimed in press conferences that players were injured when they weren't actually injured, and that player had a problem with the coach coming out and saying that he was injured, stuff like that. But till the whole Chennai City's aim was to introduce a bunch of Tamil players, from local players,
mm-hmm.
and arguably they've done that. There are players like Nandakumar who's come in out of nowhere. He's had two assists in two games, played very well. Who, if he goes on like this, might find himself in a bigger club next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that part they have done well. So
okay.
I think they've basically done at least a bit of what they've set out to do. And right from the start, their line was where we finish doesn't exactly matter because not going to win the title, not going to get relegated, what does it matter, 7-8.
And one more interesting thing about Chennai City FC is that the coach Soundararajan is also the Railways coach, and he coaches
Southern
two
Railway,
teams
yeah,
in the CFA, the local division. So you wrote a story about that, so why don't you share more light on that as well?
Yeah, frankly, I'm surprised that isn't a bigger deal because I did write the story, but nobody's reacted to it. The CFA doesn't have a problem with it, Chennai City doesn't have a problem with it, Southern Railways doesn't have a problem with it. But frankly, coaching, he is the Chennai City coach. He is also the Southern Railways coach in a tournament that Chennai City plays in.
Yeah.
And his days are, takes a Chennai City practice session in the morning, he goes back in the evening and takes a Southern Railway practice session. And yesterday, for instance, Southern Railway was playing in the CSA League. And I asked one of the team officials about, you know, what Sounder felt about Amiri. And his reply was, Sounder said he doesn't want to think about it, he's focusing on the Southern Railway match right now.
So, such compartmentalization, man.
And you also posed a question, what will happen when Chennai City FC face Southern Railways?
One half there.
He'll stand in the middle.
No, yeah, we actually asked him and he says he's going to sit that match out.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, he could ideally sit the whole tournament out because it's his players. If there's a scenario where Southern Railways and Chennai City fight for the CFA title or for relegation or something that actually matters, and Sounder as Chennai City coach tells the guy who's managing Chennai City in the CFA League, you can't play all these players in the CFA League because I want them fresh. Isn't that conflict of interest?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, how can you not argue that Sounder is just protecting the Southern Railways team, enhancing their prospects? So, to avoid that, he shouldn't be doing this, but,
okay.
You know.
So many things going wrong with Chennai City FC. Let's hope they do something better this week. Thank you, Vishnu, for joining us all the way from Chennai.
No problem, man. Okay.
Yeah,
nice one.
Take care.
Yeah.
Take care and do share this on your Facebook wall.
Twitter. I tweet.
Tweet.
Okay.
Okay.
Tweet.
Great.
See you.
Bye.
See you, man. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Well, that's more about Chennai City. But coming back to the I-League, it's been we have had, 10 matches to talk about. Two game weeks, five in each, and surprisingly, not surprisingly, Aizwal has finally climbed on top of the table with a win over DSK, a late winner by Laldo Mavia Ralte in the 85th minute. I'm sure Sandeep had a look at that match, isn't it, Sandeep?
Yeah, it was an interesting match against especially the DSK one. What is quite a noticeable point in that is till now we felt like, you know, at least from my perspective, DSK played better. They had the better chances. Even when they were losing, they had a chance to equalize later on, which they missed. But Aizawl is doing what all the, you know, the clubs challenging for the title will do. They will play badly and still win,
mm-hmm.
which is a good quality to have, and they seem to have it. So any naysayer take a note of that they can
Win the I think this is the only match where Aizawl played badly and won, because the one before that again Mumbai they were the dominant side and comfortably won it with a 2-0.
But they were Mumbai, so it was expected to be dominant. So DSK is obviously not having a great season, but
mm-hmm.
still to their level is
right.
A normal season, and this is more of a more tougher than Mumbai, I would say. Although, you know, you could kind of argue that Bagan found it to be something different when they face Mumbai.
Yeah, Mumbai and Bangalore seem to be kings of draws this time.
Yeah.
So
quite a number of them.
Yeah, everywhere they were drawn.
Right.
Speaking of DSK, they drew with Chennai City FC in the round 12, and guess who scored that goal?
Harun Amiri.
So that will be his last goal in yellow and green colors, what of Chennai City FC jersey, whatever.
Yeah,
they have
it is
some
about making some Brazil mention.
Harun Amiri for Brazil.
Yeah.
Afghani for Brazil.
Okay,
guys. But what about Aizwal's next match? They are up against Minerva, a team that is constantly improving with every passing match.
They should win.
Yeah, they, ideally, like Sudarshan said, they should win.
They should win.
By they, you mean Aizwal.
Aizwal, of course. Not Minerva. Of course. I mean, you asked.
Right.
But Minerva is at home, so that might kind of dampen their ability to pass a little bit.
Yeah, and also,
and they
Bengaluru struggled to beat them.
Yeah.
And they beat them from a set piece, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Minerva coming on the back of two losses, one against Bengaluru and another against Shillong in the last game week. And this could probably be a chance for them to get something back, get their campaign back on track, like only a few handful of matches to go. Yes, they are not, they do not have the threat of relegation. Yes, they are secured on that front. But what is exactly Minerva trying to achieve this season?
I mean,
just to impress one and all in the I-League. And there is nothing more for them left now, especially after 13 rounds of play. And 14th round, they are up against the table toppers. It's going to be tough for them, and it's going to get tougher from now on.
Yeah, and then, I mean, for all these clubs, including Bengaluru FC, before they became champions, their main intention was to make a statement that we belong here.
Right.
So, and also, like, Bengaluru, I mean, it hadn't had an I-League team since HAL.
Yeah,
and Minerva hasn't had, so it also caters to something that's beyond their own club's identity per se.
Okay.
So, like stretching the, I mean,
true,
rekindling old memories of footballing cultures and stuff
from
like
the JCT times.
And Bengaluru is now such a place where we earlier used to have with Kochi and
Viva Kerala.
So even that's not there. So. After, if this continues, it, like Minerva might be the only team from
Punjab
which could have a wider fan base. And
more than
Bangalore.
Punjab, that's the only team from the north of India, if you look at it.
Yeah, north of India and south of India, we have only one team. I mean, now Chennai City has come in.
Right.
But everywhere it seems to be to the east and the west. So.
Right. But talking about making a statement, one team has made a far-fetching statement this time around, that is Churchill Brothers. Two giant-killing wins against the Kolkata Giants, first against East Bengal, then against Mohun Bagan in the two game weeks that followed.
So guys, made a lot of enemies now. The whole of Kolkata is...
Probably, yes. Derek Pereira is having a good time with his Goan side, isn't it? It's something about Derek Pereira and his love with the Goan side. He's been good with Salgaonkar. He's been now doing good with Churchill Brothers also.
Yeah, so when you see the way they play now under Derek Pereira, It seems very organized. Like, there's no chaotic movements. Everybody is running off of something. Every run is made with a, you know, plan.
Mm.
It looks like that. So, obviously, they are drilled extremely well. And if you see the goals, obviously, the first one was a big mistake from the defender. And then the goalkeeper made a hash of the clearance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Second one was an extremely well-worked goal. And they conceded. But, you know, it never looked like it was going to be another goal in it.
Right.
So, they look extremely... So, like a team who's going to climb the table now.
But it's only these two or three guys who are doing well for them.
Anthony Wolf
and Chester Paul Lingdo.
Chester Paul Lingdo.
He's been very, very
good.
Yeah,
they've been among the goals and I think
Chester Paul Lingdo
comes
from the Pune Academy, the Pune FC Academy, which has been taken over by Pune City FC, the ISL team now.
But Chroma is also doing well.
Yeah. And they are up against Shillong Lajong, who looks like a team that is very much true on what Thaibak Sesinte said a while ago, that we want to play and promote the Northeastern players, and they are doing that in a very great way, isn't it, guys?
They have always done that.
Mm.
To give credit where it's due, they've always done that. And now they also have Aizwal who's doing the same thing. So
yeah, and it's also that once they do well there, they certainly branch out to just look at the number of players who are at other clubs,
right?
Like Bengaluru FC has so many of them and other places. I think they are, I mean, those two clubs have been like the two clubs who were taking bets on as to who will be worse than the other, and the way they have played and done things this year, I think should be
right.
I mean, that's something great.
Like another team that is known to produce players is the academy from Pune. You have a number of players coming out of the Pune academy. DSK Shivaji, like Sandeep mentioned a while ago, is improving under Dev Raju, isn't it, Sandeep?
I don't know if they're improving. They're certainly playing okay, but
getting the results.
Yeah, they're kind of getting results. Then they have this off days. It's
mm-hmm.
a very inconsistent team, to say the least. But FSR's improvement, I don't know. I just feel like they've been in and about the same area.
It's been such a wild I-League this time that
right.
you can't even spot any consistent, inconsistent.
No.
The only thing that's consistent is Bengaluru can't get a win. And the only thing, the other thing that's consistent is Aizawl. So,
right.
Yeah.
One more thing, Mumbai not getting wins.
Yeah, they're
drawing. They're drawing. And those guys are up against DHK Shivaji in the Maharashtra Derby, guys. Where do you see this one going, Arvind?
I think it'll be a draw.
It's because the chances it's Mumbai.
It's Mumbai, I think it'll be a draw.
I'll say Mumbai will get a win.
Probably.
I was watching their match against Mohun Bagan,
mm-hmm.
and which they drew. And they basically threw away the match. They shouldn't have drawn that match.
Right. Like people have criticized the changes, the substitutions that Santosh Kashyap made
into
the games.
In retrospect, we can say a lot of things, but
mm-hmm.
we don't know what he was planning when he was making those changes. But they threw away the match, but then Mohun Bagan threw away their side. sorry, brain fade. Then
you're getting it nicely from Bengali.
Bogan. But I feel like maybe Mumbai has life left in them to
okay.
do something.
Yeah.
But do they
it's
have
just
enough
a horrible,
matches?
Horrible thing for Bangalore FC if they don't win,
mm-hmm.
and considering three of the teams below them cannot be relegated.
Right.
If Mumbai and Churchill start climbing up and these they just can't win, you might just see them
and
get relegated
yeah,
also.
See, and also the another thing that I have always seen is, like, if you have two clubs every year,
mm-hmm.
like at
except
the end of, in the third year. You will have some six teams which can't be relegated.
But do you see the I-League lasting that long?
No, I'm saying
no, this is a good argument that he's
like
raising.
If Bangalore, the first 3 years they are not going to get relegated,
mm-hmm.
and then you have two teams, and it shouldn't be a burden on people like Mumbai who will somewhere try hard and finish sixth,
mm-hmm.
and still find themselves relegated. So it shouldn't
that's
be a
happened
case.
That's what happened to
yeah. So I think they have to cap the number of teams that might. Actually,
exempted
have
from relegation,
relegation because you can't have a and see if you have a league with 10 new teams, you play with the same team for 3 years, same league. So I don't think it makes any sense.
That is
so
that's what the ISL
is
all about.
Anyway.
Huh? That's what the ISL is all about.
Yeah.
No team.
No
relegation at all. But before we move into ISL,
so it's more like an MLS kind of a situation, a little bit.
Yeah.
Could be
in the beginning side. Yeah.
But staying with I League, we have a big game here in Bangalore. Champion side Bengaluru FC taking on Mohun Bagan, a match that has sparked a lot of drama over the past.
Yeah, it's a big two big teams.
Uh-huh.
This year, let's say one big team and one struggling side.
Uh-huh.
But that's understandable. Like East Bengal comes, Mohun Bagan comes. I'm sure when Aizawl comes, then it'll be another big match.
Yep.
And because Bangalore has a lot of people who are, you know, immigrants rather than people here. So whenever the Northeast clubs and Kolkata clubs come, you see a lot of people coming to the stadium
exactly.
and a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
That East Bengal game was so noisy.
Mm-hmm. But this match, this Bagan game is a double header. The next match is on Tuesday, the AFC Cup.
A triple header also, if you
one
yeah,
of the
international break. Yeah.
Right.
Overdose
for sure.
Yeah. But how do you
but
see?
But it's okay. Only two for us.
I think by the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of. I mean, Bengaluru seems like an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that in the second season, the last match here was such a high stakes game.
True.
And now I don't know if Bengaluru would even would they be satisfied with another draw? I'm not sure.
So what will they focus on? Will they focus on the AFC?
This is exactly what I wanted to ask you.
Because
two back to back matches. And this is where when I spoke to during the press conference in Chennai, Albert Roca more or less conceded the title. He said we are far, far away from being where we are if we want to win the titles.
Yeah,
and
I think it's a fair assessment, yes.
Yes, and his second statement was, yes, we have a AFC Cup, a tournament where we were the finalists last season. We want to either better it, at least match that performance. So, if that is what Albert Roca is emphasizing on, you can see BFC going ahead and doing the same on the pitch and concentrating more on the Tuesday match, which will be an AFC Cup.
Yeah, I think this was what BFC was focusing on even two games before, because unless the moment came when we asked them,
mm-hmm.
asked John Johnson whether you can still win the title,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't possibly say no.
Right.
But even before we asked them, he kept saying, we are looking at Federation Cup, we are looking at AFC Cup.
True.
I think somewhere down the line, after the East Bengal defeat, they thought, okay, I think this mm-hmm. season, as title chances are done and dusted.
Right.
And there is I was thinking maybe Roca mm-hmm. has some of the other coaches like maybe Benitez of in the same mold is more better during in a cup tournament than in a league, because if you see the first five matches that he played was in the AFC Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He had 1 week to prepare for the match. He used to prepare very well. They used to play correctly. Now you have matches every 3 days or every 4 days. Maybe he's not getting the time to, you know, individually prepare for these matches. Could be one of those reasons. Maybe we'll again see in Federation Cup again once it happens. If it happens in the format that it's supposed to happen rather than the format that it used to happen.
Okay. That's too much information.
Yeah, apparently there is the discussions that it's going back to
the older format. Right, where
maybe
all the teams come in one place and play.
Yeah, so if it's a home and away kind of a thing like it was last year,
mm-hmm.
maybe they could continue to win a Federation Cup and then go to Asia anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, the Federation Cup winner gets a slot in the AFC Cup. Right, guys? Yeah, talking more about AFC Cup, the Indian team might not have started their campaign, but other teams have. Just to brush through the results, defending champions Air Force Club back to winning ways against Al Hayat Club of Bahrain. They won 2-1, while Johor Darul Takshim, a team that won prior to Air Force Club, they were held by Magwee FC of Myanmar to a 1-1 draw. And the Indian teams, like we mentioned, begin their campaign next week on Tuesday with an all-Indian header where Bengaluru FC go up against Mohun Bagan, guys. Well, moving away from matches to administrative front, AIFF has appointed the new under-17 coach, Norton Dimitrios, Luis Norton Dimitrios of Portugal, and he has taken charge of the team in Goa. Guys?
So this guy comes recommended by the Portugal Euro 2016 winning coach.
Santos?
Yes.
As in, who approached him?
AIFF apparently asked whether he's a good candidate, and this is what we got from
AIFF. So, it was a case of AIFF zeroing in on the candidate and then seeking opinion on
No.
Apparently
otherwise,
he has a Goan connection with his grandfather or someone was there.
Because he's
Portuguese.
I think
because if you go back three generations, every Portuguese will have a Goan connection.
Okay. So there was controversy surrounding that appointment too. Baichung Bhutia was dead against this guy. He wanted former Minerva Punjab technical director.
He was a Column Toll.
Was also an under-19 coach, so he wanted him back. So since the AIFF did not go his way, so he went all out against AIFF, saying this
is not was the source.
Yeah, this is not the guy we chose. Why are you zeroing on this guy?
Yeah, but Dimitro has taken over. Sandeep, I hear that you read a bit about his first interaction with the press in Goa. What did he have to say about
it? Basically said, you know, I have 6, 7, 8 months and I think I can make an impact. And, you know, like there is the delay that we always make, you know, like the new coach coming, a new philosophy. He said it's okay, we can manage. Positive comment, but we have to see how much of it you know, we can get done.
And sticking more to the under-17 World Cup, the FIFA team comes to India on March 21st for the inspection. We'll be getting you more about it as we approach those days.
And also, I think Argentina hasn't qualified.
Right?
So, big.
Big news.
So
probably
there will be other South American nations.
Yeah,
all the usual suspects, but not the
next Messi.
Big. Yeah.
Sure, let's call it that.
Yeah, probably. One last thing before we wrap up today, guys. There was this conclave which happened in Bombay, the Indian Football Conclave, where Sundar Raman, who is
Reliance Sports head.
Yes, he made a presentation, and Sandeep, could you take us through it? What he wanted to convey and what?
There are no dearth of conclaves for Indian football.
But as like Sudarshan said, I read this, the whatever he said, the whole transcript, and he spoke so much without saying anything. Or maybe saying anything new, because he has said the same kind of things, two leagues, we can do this. The main question asked was, when do you plan to start? And he said, if I could, I would start tomorrow. Again, he said a lot of words which didn't mean anything.
Well, this is what all speeches are.
Yeah, so we learned, I don't think we learned a whole lot. Maybe the whole only thing is that the focus on Indian women's football is increasing is something that he mentioned. So
I think AFF gets a bunch of lawyers to draft all this because they are never trained to tell the truth.
No,
they are always
yeah.
trained to
beat around the bush.
No, protect the interest of their clients. Like, if you ask, I mean, if you see the kind of statements that have come up from AIFF in the past, this thing. So they'll say, okay, this will happen, this merger will happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you concretely ask them, is this going to happen next year? They'll say, no, it's only proposed. So I don't know what they'll never zero in and say, this is what is going to happen. When we ask them for confirmation, they'll say it's proposed. When we don't ask them for anything, they'll say it's going to happen. So I don't see this happening.
They themselves
the
aren't sure
yeah.
when it
yeah.
will happen.
Slightly elaborated on the three league system.
Okay.
You said one top league and one league two. Of league two will be of two zones.
Uh-huh.
They'll play it across two zones. And future expansion, there will be league three, which is different zones. And kind of like a feeder system and Super Cup, I suppose, similar to FA Cup or our Federation Cup, where all the teams, non-professional, everybody plays.
And even here, for this non-existence of a relegation promotion, this thing,
nothing has been mentioned.
I think
Baichung
was the only one who actually had a sensible advice when he said,
right.
we can only have promotion, you need not have relegation, we can keep adding teams. So when the ISL contract ends, we can have a proper this.
Right.
And
now that he's also out of the AFF executive council, is he out?
He's out.
Yeah, advisory committee.
Yeah, advisory committee. Now I don't know if there will be any
so.
Footballing wise there at all who can actually make any sense.
But I imagine was somewhere around Delhi when all this was happening. I don't know if he's part of the AFF now.
Not sure. He was again.
He's part of the
selection
committee for the
board. Maybe they also need a committee of administrators.
Well, guys, I think that's all we have on this episode of Injury Time. Thank you for listening in, and until we bring you the next episode of Injury Time, do stay tuned and enjoy the game.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.